I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. The water quality law signed this summer ordered the Agency of Agriculture to make some changes to the state's accepted agricultural practices. A draft of the new rules has now been released. Farmers are getting a chance to react at public hearings. And while there is funding and technical assistance available, some farmers are concerned about the cost of compliance. VPR's Melody Baudette reports.
Large and medium farm operations, those with more than 200 cows, already need permits from the state. The new required agricultural practices, or RAPs, will apply to small farms, and part of the agency's task was to define what that is. The agency's Laura DiPietro says the draft rules created three categories for small farms. Farms with under 4 acres and some laying hens and fewer than 4 cows will not be subject to RAPs, but they will have to follow local zoning.
And local zoning has always had control over the structures for farms of the same size. They just didn't have control over the activities, so farming. And now they will have control over those activities as well.
Small farms with up to 10 acres and up to 19 cows must follow the RAPs. While they will fall under the regulatory authority of the Ag Agency, they won't have to be certified. Farms of over 10 acres and between 20 and 199 cows will have to self-certify and follow the RAPs. The rules don't just apply to dairy operations. All other farms will fall under the rules. At the public meeting in Middlebury, Vicki Smith said small horse farms, like hers, are facing a lot of expensive upgrades that she never saw coming.
And I think that the Ag Department doesn't do anywhere near enough to keep in communication with the equine industry. And I've got to tell you, you've got basically a gotcha for people who have 6 to 10 horses.
Brian Kemp of the Champlain Valley Farmers Coalition said he supports the agency's goals and recognizes that small farms have to be included, but he's worried about a one-size-fits-all approach.
We do have to figure out a plan on how we can have some flexibility there, because as you know, it's one-size-fits-all will not work everywhere.
All farms are facing changes to the manure application standards and the winter spreading ban. There are also requirements for keeping livestock out of waterways and preserving buffer widths near streams and ditches. Cropland and flood zones will have to be planted with cover crops. And DiPietro of the Ag Agency says there will be continued enforcement of existing rules, like no direct discharges into water sources.
The scary part is that we still see these kinds of activities today. You know, when you think about, well, gosh, I've been doing all this work. Why aren't things getting better? The reality is not everybody is doing this work.
For the first time, certified small farmers, as well as medium and large farm operators, would be required to have 4 hours of training every 5 years. Certified small farms would have to be inspected every 10 years and would have to notify the agency of change in ownership. Custom manure application companies would also have to make sure their employees are trained and certified. The Agency of Agriculture is holding more public hearings and taking comments on the draft rules until December 18th. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette in Middlebury.